New music. It's an exclusive premiere done by my guest. Has traveled all the way from Northern Province in Nakonde to be precise, really, live on our Facebook page. We're wrapping up this very soon. Congratulations, Minister Stephen Chishala.
We thank God.
This song is dropping next week on Friday. Where can people find it?
I think on the social media platform, my YouTube channel, which is Stephen Chishala. They can find it. And then also Spotify, or just let me just say, streaming platforms to say,
is there a video coming out of this song?
So this one, the video is coming out soon as well,
right,
on the same date, which is the 15th of May 2026.
I'll make sure I've got data for that.
Yeah.
All the very best, and we celebrate you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, LCV. Thank you. You are doing a great job, actually.
We praise God.
Yeah, thank you very much. May God bless you.
Amen. As always, here to remind you to support Zambian, to support local music. Tomorrow, Echo, God willing, between 16 and 17 hours, he will be counting down 10 most wanted songs. Send Echo a text, Echo, to 0956-200-0490. Tell him, Echo, I'm nominating a new song done by Minister Chishala, Stephen Chishala, Chadwama. Who knows, this week, this song, the other week, can be in our 10 most wanted. God willing, on the 1st of December, it will be a Thursday, when we'll be counting down top 50. This song can be among the top what? Top 50, top 40, top 30, top 20, top 5, top 3. All that depends on you supporting local music. Coming up the news, and I'll be back in the second hour.
Good morning. It's time for the most important meal of the day with a delicious breakfast cereal, Nestle Cerevita. Fortified with Grain Smart, which is a smart combination of iron, vitamins, and minerals that give your family all the energy they need while supporting their immunity. That's why every morning deserves a smart start. Nestle Cerevita. Highly nutritious, simply delicious.
The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency, safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
News, the Global Link.
Government urged to be proactive on illegal mining following Mumbai mine incident. Government reaffirms commitment to prioritizing Zambia's development agenda. And South Africa president faces court to resign after court ruling. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Mine expert Edward Simukonda has urged government to shift from being reactive to proactive in addressing illegal mining activities in the country, warning that failure to act decisively could lead to more loss of lives. This follows the incident in which five small-scale miners became trapped underground at Matala Gold Mine in Nangoma constituency of Mumbwa District on Sunday. And speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Simukonda said the incident raises serious concerns about mine safety and enforcement of regulations in the mining sector. Mr. Simukonda said mines in the country are still not adequately secured on calling government to take firm action against the mine operators to ensure accountability and responsibility. He noted that the latest occurrence suggests that government pronouncements on curbing illegal mining are either not being implemented effectively or that some mining companies are failing to comply with regulations and directives issued by authorities. If people can be trapped underground, it means that particular mines don't have safety officers, because where were they when those people were going underground, questioned Mr. Simukonda. He added that it is unfortunate that miners are able to go underground without proper inspections, testing and safety assessments being conducted, which are critical procedures in mining operations.
Mines are still not yet secured, but which means what was promised has not been implemented, or what was asked to be done, you know, the certain mines are not implementing the instructions, or they are not following the rule for people to get trapped underground. So what I would propose is for government to take action against that mine and ensure that, you know, they are fined and those people responsible will tell if possible. So that people can take this matter very, very seriously, because we're going to continue losing lives.
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has called on women and girls, especially those in rural communities, to seek medical help through screening services for early detection of cervical cancer. The appeal comes after Health Minister Alex Katakwe revealed that Zambia continues to record rising cases of cervical cancer, which remains the most prevalent at 24%. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, MQHZ Director General Queen Mwabu emphasized the need to invest in cancer prevention, early detection and treatment services across the country. Dr. Mwabu noted that the reported 15,300 new cancer cases and 9,700 deaths recorded annually indicate that cancer has become a major public health crisis requiring urgent national action. Many citizens continue to seek medical attention late due to poverty, limited screening facilities, fear, myths, and inadequate information about cancer, said Dr. Mwabu. Dr. Mwabu has urged government to prioritize the decentralization of cancer diagnosis and treatment services, as well as the provision of medical equipment and specialized healthcare personnel in provincial and district health facilities. He also appealed to the government, cooperating partners, civil society organizations, the private sector and communities to work together in addressing the growing cancer burden before the situation deteriorates further.
The figures released by the Minister of Health clearly show that cancer is now becoming a major public health crisis that requires urgent action from all stakeholders. As indicated, we believe the best way to reduce this burden is through increased investment in cancer prevention, early screening, and access to treatment services, because many Zambians are still reporting to hospitals very late because of limited awareness, poverty, myth, fear, and lack of screening facilities, especially in rural areas.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Msokotwane, has assured that the United Party for National Development, UPND government, will continue to regard the development agenda of this country as a top priority. Speaking during the National Development Coordinating Committee, NDCC, during the 2026 first quarter NDCC meeting, Dr. Msokotwane says while it is inevitable to reflect on the numerous successes achieved and challenges by the UPND government so far, it is also imperative that government remain focused to ensure that the country is firmly on track to attain the desired aspirations as guided by the National Vision 2030. Dr. Msokotwane stressed that developing Zambia is not only the responsibility of government, but of all development stakeholders with a common goal of achieving improved socio-economic welfare of our citizens. As the country transitions from the 8th National Development Plan, 8 NDP, to the 9th National Development Plan, 9 NDP, there is need to upscale our efforts and sharpen our focus on implementation of development interventions, said Dr. Msokotwane in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Dr. Msokotwane says this is to ensure optimization of development results on the economy and on its citizens' welfare. He emphasized that upscaling our efforts and sharpening our focus on implementation of development interventions is important, especially in a rapidly changing development. The Emerald Production Watch of Zambia has called on African leaders to move more quickly in implementing technology-driven development projects after returning from international engagement.